Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Do I do what?
Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Only somewhat.
Someone, thank you. Now, our recent study for the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you've been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
No.
And is that a no, agree or no, disagree?
Disagree, or whatever.
Disagree. And is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Do what?
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat,
yeah.
Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I wouldn't support it, no.
And would you say you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Did you say generally?
Yes, we just want to know if you would support or oppose this bill and if it's somewhat or strongly.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the other power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Yes, I would. Yeah, I would, because I don't agree with those assessments that they
did. And would you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Not support it.
Oh, not support it. Okay. And
yeah,
so
yeah,
you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Generally oppose it, yeah.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly, if you want.
Strongly.
Yeah, I could use that. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first one is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this? Or oppose this?
What was the question?
Yes, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support it or oppose it?
I would support it, yeah.
And would you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support it, yeah.
Somewhat. The next one is improving electrical grid of reliability.
Okay.
Do you support or oppose it?
I support it.
And do you strongly support it or just somewhat?
I won't say strongly, but I do support it. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where that falls in.
So that would be somewhat?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
Thank you. And the next one is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
To what?
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
I would support that, sure.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
I'd say somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat, thank you. The next one is increasing access to public transportation.
Support it.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. The next one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Yeah, somewhat support that, yeah.
Thank you. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Yes, I support that.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly?
Somewhat, or strongly. It could use strongly. Yeah.
Strongly, thank you.
A natural disaster, yeah.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this?
I strongly support it.
Thank you very much. And now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better to withstand the impacts of climate change? And we want to know if you find those statements very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first statement is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Would you find this statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate change and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit and worsened by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders and is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing, no.
Thank you. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker or diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No, I'm not for that, no.
And how should I record it? Diminish your opinion or no impact?
Really no opinion.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
I have no interest.
Okay. That's fine. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Was How would you put that again?
Yes. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Yeah, I would be against that.
So that would diminish your opinion? Or,
Yes.
Now, would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
No, I'm against that.
Okay, so
whatever you put that under.
We do have the same scale. Do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, I just want to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. We're nearing the last stretch of the survey. Now, if the 2024 election were being held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
I won't answer that question.
Oh,
that
okay.
One I'll pass on. I'll pass on that question.
Okay, that's fine. Now, the last two questions are just for statistical purposes and will only assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of these age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. Which party are you registered to, with which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your race? White, African American, other?
White.
Thank you. And let's see. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a wonderful
Bye.
Day.
Bye. Bye.